And I will invite Karen up to the pulpit to speak.
I'd just like to thank Amy for carrying the service. We have gone back and forth for years about who the other person in the pulpit is besides the speaker. We used to call them pulpit assistants. But Alex said, well, you're more than assistants, you're the service leaders. And then people get confused about who's speaking. But Amy's definitely leading the service today, so many thanks. I guess I'm going to take a big deep breath, and first of all, this is the first time I've ever done this. I talked to Josh about it, and he said, well, I got that. So it's good to know that there are fellow travelers who speak without notes. This is the first time I've ever done this. So if I stop now and then, I'm hopefully not gathering wool, but perhaps gathering my thoughts. And I know this as a very forgiving congregation in the flow of our services. So. And I'm going to start with intent. What is that thing? It is something that I have learned in a number of different places. My Tai Chi teacher for a long, long time, Cootie Harris, used to say to us, do Tai Chi with mind intent. And it took me a long time to figure out what that was. It was just basically pay attention, was what he was talking about. Be present, be with yourself. But I've also learned a way of looking at an intent as something you set or something you choose and you hold it. So earlier this summer, I was having some, digestive stuff going on. And I also, you know, as we age, we can list all the, you know. And I just came one day to think, I'm more than my discomfort. That is not all of who I am. There's more of me. And I no longer want to be pulled into that kind of a place. So I set an intent. And then I kind of almost forgot about it until we went to Europe, and landing in Lisbon, I was a mess. I had COVID. And days isolated in a room and inability to go places and so on and so forth. But that's the darkness. But what I want to talk to you today about is the light I found in that darkness. And the first thing was, when I have a dawning realization, it never dawns in, you know, For me, my dawning realizations are more like 3-4 times, and then I go, oh. I'm sort of dumbstruck. So there I was, isolated in a room. I'd sit down on the bed, and then I'd get up and realize it's 4 or 5 hours later. And I had this slow dawning awareness that I was really happy. You know, and you're kind of looking around like, what? And finally, I connected those dots. I'm living my intent. So I wanted to share that with you, because if I can do that, you can do that. We can all do that. We can find lightness in our darkness. We can find joy in our discomfort, in our misery. And please understand, I am not in any way minimizing the griefs or losses or struggles or sufferings of any of us, because they are real and they are part of our life. But I am finding that when that happens, if I can know that I am more than that, and there's more of me and more choices to be made. I talked to someone about this and they said, you know, I've been trying that with migraines, and I still have my migraines, but I'm not suffering the way I was. So that's been the biggest light for me. And again, it's not this dawning realization and then my life is forever changed. No, because I'm still having post-COVID, I don't know, lethargy. I don't know what it is, but that's why I've been sitting. I saved myself to stand for this. And I can feel myself, you know, and I have to continually remind myself. So it's no different than the fact that we try to eat more than once a day. We sleep every night. I've found that some people, and I've done this, let's just put it that way. You know, why do I have to keep repeating those things which make me feel better that are not like just physical? I kind of grudgingly admit that I have to eat more than once a day and so on and so forth. But we have to practice those things. It becomes our practice. And I love that a practice is a rehearsal and a practice is the thing we do in our lives, because I think that finding our light in our darkness is a practice over and over and over again. And I thought about this. I really wanted to share some of this. It was just this strong push or pull or whatever to share some of these things with you. And that comes out of a couple things that are part that I have learned and I'm hopefully growing into. And one of them, the Dalai Lama says, and this is so strange, when I first read this quote, trust no one. And this is the Dalai Lama, and he says, trust no one. But the rest of that piece is, trust your own experience. Don't wait to be told. Don't buy it because someone wrote it or someone said it, whatever. Live it. Live your experience. And I think that's one of the things that I'm beginning to find more deeply is the wisdom that is there for all of us in our lived, embodied experiences in our life. And I think that's partly what pushed me to want to share this with you today. So when we're talking about lightness, lightness itself, you know, not heavy but light, not dark but light. And the other thing that comes to me with lightness, and this has been coming to me, which is laughter. Just laugh. I'll say it over and over. Thank you. Amelia's laughing. One of the stereotypes of COVID was in the past, and two of us who had this round of COVID, we were just the opposite, which is that kind of sensory dampening, lessening. You don't smell as well, you don't taste as well. A friend of mine and I, all of our senses have gone the other way. Just, you know, smells, oh, tastes, all sorts of things. And so when I found myself, when I was getting out a little bit more, all I wanted to do was talk to somebody and find a way to laugh. And because I was feeling a little bit more of how I am in my body, I could feel physiological changes happening. I could feel myself lightening. Laughter is transformative. And, you know, if I had the research, I could tell you about the endorphins and the uppers and the downers and the biochemistry and all of that. I got none of that. I'm just here to tell you, laughing will make you feel better. Just laugh. Whenever possible, and particularly, laugh a lot at yourself. That's really helpful. So, those are two of my lightnesses. And I'm just going to share one more because Amy and I would like to offer the opportunity, if you choose, if anyone else would like to share when we're done speaking, I guess when I'm done speaking. A week after I got home from Lisbon, I kept testing and I kept getting that. Any of you had this experience? You take the test and the one line's right there and then the other one is there just faintly and weakly, and in big letters on the paper it says, this is still a positive indicator. Well, I finally went to MedExpress and to my own doctor, who said, well, you're past the contagious stage. So I canceled everything in my life and stayed at home so I could drive to Central Virginia for my daughter and her oldest daughter's shared birthdays. And it was a journey. And everybody who talked to me who knew I had COVID said, you're not going, are you? So against all common sense, I went. And it was a struggle. And one of the things that came to me on the drive, which is one of the last things I want to share with you this morning, was, and I don't know that we feel it this much in a car, but you know when you're doing curves. In order to maintain your balance, you have to lean into the curve. Because if you lean out, you're going to get boomeranged out here, or at the very least, you're going to become unbalanced. And I'm driving and just holding on to the steering wheel, and I'm on 95 with crazies everywhere, you know, and just kind of leaning into the curve. So when life throws you a curve, lean into it. Meet your life. In your distress, in your discomfort, in your joy, in your sorrow, let us meet our lives, meet ourselves, and meet each other. Lean into it. So those were my three big awarenesses, and then the other one that just goes on, and I said it last Sunday, is just gratitude. You know when you don't feel well for a while and then you feel a little better? That's a great way to generate gratitude, let me tell you. And I found that for me, it's kind of this circular thing where if I'm feeling gratitude, I'm more generous. And my generosity begets more gratitude, which it just goes and goes and goes. Those two beautiful G words. So let us be grateful and let us be joyful. And there are many, many others, but I think this morning I'm here with Willie Nelson. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I would invite you, Amy and I both, would invite you to take a few moments. If you have an intent, if something is forming, or you think of something that you would like to bring into your life, a way you want to be, something you want to meet, how you want to be, just jot it down. This is the school teacher in me, you know. You have to have a paper and pencil. And we'll give you a few minutes. If you have nothing more to say or to say at all, let's just share our company in a little silence. And we'll ring the cast bell. And if anyone would like to share, we'll get you a mic and hear what you have to say. Make it a conversation.